The idea, happiness, to be sure, will not sit still for easy definition. The best one can do is to try to set some extremes to the idea and then work in toward the middle. To think of happiness as acquisitive and competitive will do to set the materialistic extreme. To think of it as the idea one senses in, say, a holy man of India, will do to set the spiritual extreme. That holy man's idea of happiness is in needing nothing from outside himself. In wanting nothing, he lacks nothing. He sits immobile, wrapped in contemplation, free even of his own body, or nearly free of it. If devout admirers bring him food, he eats it. If not, he starves indifferently. Why be concerned? What is physical is an illusion to him. Contemplation is his joy, and he achieves it through a fantastically demanding discipline, the accomplishment of which is itself a joy within him. Is he a happy man? Perhaps his happiness is only another sort of illusion, but who can take it from him? And who will dare say it is more illusory than happiness on the installment plan? But perhaps because I am Western, I doubt such catatonic happiness, as I doubt the dreams of the happiness market. What is certain is that his way of happiness would be torture to almost any Western man. Yet these extremes will still serve to frame the areas within which all of us must find some sort of balance. Thoreau, a creature of both Eastern and Western thought, had his own firm sense of that balance. His aim was to save on the low levels in order to spend on the high.